This is VOA News, coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. European Union foreign ministers are described as ready to consider imposing new sanctions on Belarus after its bloody crackdown on post-election protests. Authorities in the former Soviet Republic have now released hundreds of people detained during 5 days of massive street demonstrations. Many say they were beaten and tortured. The releases came after the top law enforcement official in Belarus apologized on state television for the indiscriminate use of force. At the center of it all, growing demands for an end to the 26-year rule of authoritarian President Alexander Lukashenko. He was re-elected with exit polls showing he got 80% of the vote, which his opponents say was the result of fraud. A court in Luanda today sentenced the son of former Angolan President Eduardo dos Santos to 5 years in prison in a $500 million corruption case. The report comes from the Portuguese news agency Lusa by way of Reuters. José Filomeno de dos Santos, the former head of Angola's $5 billion sovereign wealth fund, has been found guilty, along with three other defendants, of transferring the money to a Credit Suisse account in London. The trial has been the most high-profile case to date under the anti-corruption drive of President João Lourenço, who took power when Eduardo dos Santos stepped down in 2017 after a near four-decade grip on rule in Africa's second-biggest oil-exporting nation. Global markets are mixed today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up slightly amid doubts over the chances for a fresh pandemic financial aid bill. Prices in Europe have taken a hit. The CAC 40 in France is off more than 1.5%. In Asia, the standout is Shanghai, which gained more than 1% in value. Israel is talking in terms of history, while Palestinians use the word betrayal. At issue, yesterday's surprise announcement of a deal to normalize relations between the Jewish state and the United Arab Emirates. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu told a nationwide audience the agreement would lead to a full and formal peace with the Gulf Arab state. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas, meanwhile, issued a strong condemnation of the Emirates